Hello, my name is Jeff Aaron, and I'm Vice President of Marketing with Silver Peak. Welcome to WAN Talk, our podcast series where we chat with leading IT professionals about their experiences with WAN optimization. I'm here with Steve Logan, who's the ITS Director at Ball Corporation. Steve, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
So let's start with a little background, Steve. Why don't you tell us a little bit, who is Ball Corporation and what is your area of responsibility there?
Ball Corporation is primarily a packaging company that supplies high-quality metal and plastics packaging for the beverage, food, and household product industries. We also have an aerospace division that supplies technology primarily for the U.S. government. My role here is director of the infrastructure and support in the ITS organization, and that is made up of the service desk, site support, data center, telecommunications, and the security and risk management teams. And we're responsible for managing the day-to-day operations of the ITS infrastructure.
And so oftentimes when there's a company, a global company like Ball, there's often several drivers that make enterprises like that look at WAN optimization. I guess, what are some of the business challenges that were present for Ball that ultimately you were trying to address, which made you look at WAN optimization?
Yeah, the original reason why we wanted to look at this was, first and foremost, was more from an ITS perspective. We were trying to figure out ways to help manage the ITS infrastructure. And one area that we were having a lot of issues with was around managing all of our backup systems that were spread across all of our different remote plants. We had, at that time, about 45 locations that we had to manage all the backups from a central perspective, but they were being done remotely. So we went and looked at WAN acceleration to try to centralize the backups to be copied across the network. But more importantly, from a business perspective, we in Ball have said that we wanted to start moving to a portal-centric application architecture. And therefore, a lot of these applications and services that we were giving to our end-user community were going to be held at the central data center. And therefore, the WAN is going to play a critical role. And so in order for us to make sure we have enough bandwidth, plus to give a good end-user experience on the application, reduce latency and response time, the WAN acceleration helps that out.
Great. Now, I know you guys first deployed WAN optimization several years ago. So why don't you start with kind of what your initial experiences were with WAN optimization?
Yeah, when we first started to deploy the WAN accelerators, and again, the original point of why we were doing it was to centralize the backups. When we started doing that, we definitely saw in our test bed that the backups after the initial copy, the second and third and fourth backups would run very efficiently and exactly what we wanted without impacting the actual WAN line. But then once we started scaling up, meaning we started adding more locations, we started seeing that the solution didn't scale as well for us. And therefore, at that time, what we decided to do is look at a different vendor. And at that point, we engaged with Silver Peak. And, you know, we were able to get a solution with Silver Peak that was able to scale. And we were then able to put on all of our locations here in North America originally, which again was about 45 locations to be able to back up centrally. And again, without needing to increase the pipe of our WAN lines.
So you mentioned scalability as one of the reasons why you had switched to Silver Peak. Are there any other features or any other things that prompted you to switch to Silver Peak as well?
Yeah, you know, the other thing that we liked about the Silver Peak that I believe is really an important differentiator in the industry is that they look at it at an IP level. So therefore, we're able to optimize both TCP and UDP applications. And, you know, that's very important for the way the industry is going with voice over IP and other collaboration applications that are both using UDP and TCP. And so, therefore, we felt we had a good solution in Silver Peak because they can do both.
That makes sense. So you had mentioned that some of your primary drivers were centralizing your backup and the portal-centric applications. What types of results are you seeing with those and some of your other applications today now that the Silver Peak solution is in place?
The WAN backups, you know, we're able to back up our data from each of the remote sites. And the remote sites, you know, they are probably around about 75 to 150 gigs worth of data remotely that we back up across the network. And on a daily basis, there's probably about 5 to 10 gigs that get changed daily in those locations. And then on the full backup on the weekly, you know, again, it's between that 75 and 150 gig. And we're able to fit that into our night schedule. So, you know, we kick off backups at around 6 o'clock. And many of those definitely get done before the midnight time, even on the full backups. And then from some of our application, you know, we're seeing like some of our ERP applications, we're seeing 65 to 75% reduction on the WAN. And then therefore, you know, we're able to utilize that WAN bandwidth for other applications or other services, like for SIFs, for when people copy data back and forth. And, you know, we're definitely seeing the optimization happen. Our WAN links are primarily between a T1 and an E1 bandwidth, and we are never exceeding that type of bandwidth, but we are seeing many times 1.5 to 2 times, even sometimes 4 and 5 times the bandwidth. So therefore, if it's let's say a T1, we're seeing it as if we are getting a 3 to 4.5 to 6 meg type of connection, even though it's physically not.
And have you guys been able to translate some of those performance metrics into quantifiable cost savings or business benefits for the company as a whole, to Ball Corporation as a whole?
Yeah, and you know what I would say on this is, again, it's kind of a two-part. From a ITS perspective, definitely we've been able to centralize the management of the WAN or the backups. And from before, it would take someone about 2.5 days worth of time during the week. You know, on a daily basis, they're always checking the backups and they're always making sure the tapes are mounted. And if the tape drive has a problem, troubleshooting that, making sure that things were clean, you know, sometimes have to load a cleaning tape. So we're able to reduce that down to about 4 hours worth of administration now. So that, from a ITS perspective, has definitely helped us out, because then those ITS team members can focus on other projects or other day-to-day operations. From a business perspective, you know, we haven't actually reduced our WAN lines, the actual bandwidth, because the cost savings from going from a T1 or an E1 down to a fractional T1, there really isn't much of a savings there. But what we definitely have been able to do is avoid increasing these WAN links. And again, being able to provide better response or better end user experience to the folks in the remote sites, definitely we've been able to prove that they are seeing an acceleration. And again, without needing to increase those WAN links and reoccur that monthly charge for the additional line.
Are there any other areas that you see might be a potential fit for WANOP at Ball in the future, given some of these benefits you're seeing today?
Yeah, we actually have looked at the Silver Peak solution to help even in our MAN network. And we have a engineering application that, when even though it's connected via the MAN, and we're talking 500 megabit connection, that once folks move from one campus to another campus, the application performed very poorly. One particular engineering application, when the user would open up a large drawing, it would take over 40 minutes to open up that drawing. When we put the Silver Peaks in to test to see how it would help, they were able to open those drawings in less than 5 minutes, which is what we would assume and what they had when they were actually located at the same location as the application server. So we're looking at some of those areas as potential to put in these Silver Peak devices. And, you know, there are other areas around, you know, just being able to continue to leverage new applications from the central perspective that these Silver Peaks are going to be able to handle around video, around voice over IP. Definitely the Silver Peak is going to be able to help us in that area.
Excellent. So if you had another colleague, you know, from another IT department at a similar type of global corporation sitting in the room with you, what best practice recommendations would you have for this individual as they engage on their WAN optimization projects?
Well, what I would say first and foremost, even though some folks, you know, more I would say very traditional telecom personnel are a little bit hesitant about thinking that the WAN acceleration is really going to work. They think it may be a little bit of smoke and mirrors. And we have definitely seen that that is not the case. You do get acceleration. And so what I would say is before you would engage going down a traditional path for looking at how to relieve maybe increasing the WAN lines or trying to figure out how to increase application response, is to definitely look at WAN acceleration, because it definitely can help you avoid those additional bandwidth and those additional monthly reoccurring costs. What I would also say is that, you know, definitely from a planning perspective on the WAN acceleration piece itself, is you just need to make sure that you plan from the aspect of the scalability. And why I think this is important is because this is where we had a lot of issues originally, is the original solution did not scale. And so definitely, you know, engage, I'm trying to say this is how much type of data is going to be, you know, replicated across that WAN link, so that you make sure that the device is powerful enough and has enough cache, which I think is the most important, in order to handle that, so that when the users go and try to either open up or copy that data back across the network, that it is actually there in the cache of the local Silver Peak device. So definitely planning from the scalability is important.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, Steve. That was a great conversation that I think was extremely informative, and I'm sure our audience will as well. And thanks to everyone out there for listening to this latest installment of WAN Talk. For more information on Silver Peak and for similar end-user profiles similar to the Ball Corporation one you just heard, please visit our website at www.silver-peak.com.